The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow it, if I can, pursuing it with eager feet until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet, and whither then I cannot say.
Sky. From Hobbiton to Helm's Deep, you're listening to the voice of Middle-earth. This is Green Man Took.
And this is Mungo Bunce.
And you're listening to the voice of Middle Earth. Music for your journey there.
And back again.
We started the program with J.R.R. Tolkien reading The Road Goes Ever On. Then we heard Fletcher Tucker, who records by the name Bird by Snow, with a tune called There Is a Marriage from his brand new CD, Commonwealth. And we just heard the British North American act with a song called Only a Dream from their LP, In the Beginning.
For this broadcast and other Voice of Middle-earth broadcasts, you can download it or check it out at zotpark.com/VOME. That's zotetepark.com/VOME.
A little bit later in the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the origin of elves. But before then, we're going to hear some more music, starting off with a band called Caprice and their song of Beren and Luthien.
Thank you. You just yourself, it's a
This is Green Man Took, and you're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth. We just heard three songs by the Cocteau Twins, Dials, Crushed, and High Monkey Monk. On this broadcast of the Voice of Middle-earth, we're going to discuss the origins of elves, and here's Mungo Bunce to start us off.
In the far eastern lands of Middle-earth, the elves awoke under the starlight of the years of the trees. The Valar at first knew nothing of their coming, but they were soon discovered by the spies of Melkor, who sent his creatures to watch and harass them. How long they existed in this perilous and unprotected state is not known, but the legends of those times, of the hunter and of a dark rider, were preserved in Valinor by the Eldar that came there. It is known that many of the ancient elves were captured by Melkor and imprisoned. It is generally thought that these hapless beings were the origins of the race of orcs. The Valar discovered that the elves had awoken when Arome, hunting in the lands of Middle-earth, heard their singing voices. He named them Eldar, the people of the stars, but the elves' own name for that kind was Quendi, those who speak with voices.
Elves and men are both the children of Iluvatar, and so have much in common, but there are also great differences between the two peoples. Of these, the most significant is that elves are immortal, and at least while the world lasts, they do not suffer aging or disease, and if they are slain, they are reincarnated in Valinor. Unlike men, the elves are not bound to Middle-earth. They may, if they wish, take the straight road and sail into the uttermost west, a road that is barred to mortals. Elves have far clearer sight and perception than men. They are naturally aware of many things that are hidden from the younger children, but these gifts are not without limit. The elves never had any distinct religion, in the sense that men would understand the word. Indeed, the high elves had traveled to Valinor and lived with the Valar, or gods, themselves, for many ages before men came into the world. In honor of the elves, we're going to hear a song called 700 Elves by Steel Eye Span.
The weather. My life was drifting too far from home and my guiding light. My mind was lifting over a way to a mystical high.
Then the north wind blew south. Then the north wind blew south.
Then the north wind blew south. Pictures of heaven building before me a way to exist.
This is Green Man Took, and you're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth. I first read The Lord of the Rings when I was 16 years old, on the verge of leaving my childhood life behind, standing on the brink of discovery of a whole new world, that of individuating, creating my self-identity, and much like Frodo, having no knowledge of how to navigate the road ahead. The Lord of the Rings is more than the hero's journey to me. It is a mythology all of its own, but most importantly, J.R.R. Tolkien's writings embody and tell stories of the mature masculine archetypes of king, warrior, magician, and lover. Much like the ancient tale of Iron Hans, or Iron John, illuminated in modern times by Robert Bly, The Lord of the Rings can be read as a roadmap for self-connection and self-growth. And I'll be commenting more on the archetypes embodied by characters in The Lord of the Rings in future programs, which Mungo Bunce and I intend on creating every month or two. So please, keep on listening. For communications with the Voice of Middle-earth, you can write to 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, or you can email fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. Again, that's fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. You can also check out our blog at middleearthradio.blogspot.com or check out zotpark.com/VOME. Here's a song for Old Man Willow.
Thank you.
music of the band Lothlorien with contemporary Celtic world fusion in a tune called Turpin's Lament. You can find out more information about Lothlorien at www.lothlorienmusic.com. Before that, Tudor Lodge with Willow Tree. This is Green Man Took, and you're listening to The Voice of Middle Earth. The Voice of Middle Earth is music for your journey there and back again. And to communicate with all of us here at The Voice of Middle Earth, you can write a letter to 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. You could send an email to singinggrove@conknet.com. You can check out our blog at www.middleearthradio.blogspot.com and download our podcast from zotpark.com/VOME. On behalf of my colleague Mungo Bunce, I'd like to say thank you for listening. The Voice of Middle Earth is a co-production of Seldom Heard Radio and Zot Park Media.
When the